happened once in our history. That is the In-Depth at 15 and 45. But at 519, let's get triple team traffic as we head back to the traffic center. Ricky Meese, once we got over that first big speed bump, it hasn't been so bad.
Not too bad, but we still have some delays and some problems. But southbound on I-15, you're just looking at your usual slowing between the I-80-201 interchange to Draper. Northbound I-15, we had that accident to the right just before 106 South. That's causing delays back to Bangor. And now we have an eastbound accident on the 21st South Freeway just before I-215's West Belt. But on the westbound side, still heavy and slow between I-15 and I-215. Michelle Rowe?
KSL traffic trooper reporting that once you get past the prison exit, traffic I-15 southbound is extremely slow down through 1500 North in Lehigh. East side belt route, slow and heavy southbound from 4500 South to almost 6200 South. Bangor Highway, southbound from California Avenue to 21st South, still showing typical slowing. Mark Jackson?
You do have some slowdowns. Once you get past 3300 South into South Salt Lake, northbound I-15 rolling through downtown is slow and go up to the north interchange. Then for some reason, I-15 continuing in Davis County is very heavy right now from Centerville Legacy Parkway all the way up towards about Layton Parkway. We were looking for some wrecks. It's particularly heavy approaching Shepherd Lane, Highway 89 overflowing delays into Fruit Heights. Any project is easier, but I have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.